UNESCO, speaking on the safety of journalists, reports that promoting the safety of journalists and combating impunity for those who attack them are central actions within UNESCO's support for press freedom and freedom of expression. This brings us to the relationship between police officers and journalists in the course of promoting peace and security in the country, Nigeria. The relationship between Nigeria police force and journalists has been said not to be jolly, and this is unfortunate because without the two joining force, there will be lack of information for the public. Abimbola Oyeyemi, the police public relations officer of Ogun State, talking about the relationship of journalists with the police force, says to his knowledge, the two parties have the best of relationship, and he will go on to define their relationship as symbiotic, as they cannot do without each other, and they are both needed in communicating information to the members of the public.
We have that symbiotic relationship. You rub my back, I rub your back. So though there might be disagreements sometimes, but that does not mean that they are not having a very good working relationship together. To portray that is the essence of having the public relations department in the police. Even if the journalists are finding it difficult to relate with any officer on the street, once the PRO of any of the command is involved, I think such a situation will be quickly rectified. So we have a very good working relationship together.
Tosi Igotegono, a reporter who works with Positive FM Akure and the secretary of NAWAJ Ondo State, when asked if she's ever been harassed by the police officers, says, although she has never been harassed, but she has colleagues that have experienced such, and it was later resolved by the union, that is NAWAJ and AUJ. Tosin describes the relationship between the police officers and journalists as not so cordial relationship, which is not meant to be so, because without journalists, there cannot be awareness about what the police force are doing in the society.
I've never been harassed. However, I have some of my colleagues who have experienced such. After that, I think the union rose up to the matter and it was settled. If not for the intervention of the union, I mean the AUJ and now watching the state, the situation was overcome.
It should be cordial to expose societal ills, and because without journalists, there can't be awareness about what the police are doing. That's just it. Not that cordial, but I don't know why the situation is so. It's not so cordial, but they work together to ensure that the society is exposed, but to some extent.
Oluwada Milola Taiwo, a broadcast journalist who works for Crest 106.1 FM, Akure, Ondo State, says she has been harassed off duty, and the harassment came in form of extortion from the police when they are at the checkpoint. Damilola says the relationship between the police force and journalists is not so perfect. She says the relationship is slightly dependent on who the public relations officer of that police command is. And if the PPRO is not set on having a good relationship with the media, automatically the officers would also act on it. Damilola said it was terrible in the past, but now it is better.
You are on the roads and they are trying to extort you, are trying to delay you unnecessarily because you're not giving them what they want. That's mostly the kind of harassment I've witnessed off duty, mostly. The relationship you would have sometimes is largely dependent on who the public relations officer of that state command is. Sometimes PROs that do not really interact well with journalists, you try to talk to them, they do not really listen, they don't do audience. And I think when these officers notice that their PRO does not have good relationship with journalists, it kind of affects how they treat you. But there are PROs that before you call them, before you complain, before you have any form of assignments, they are there listening to you. So it kind of gives their men this form of, our guy and this journalist, they work together. So they know that in a way that they cannot misbehave because you have direct link to their boss, so you can report any form of misconduct. I think it's getting better, but it used to be very, very terrible.
Adenike Ademuagun, a broadcaster and on-air personality at 32FM 94.9 Ibadan, says she has been harassed on duty by members of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, commonly known as SARS, during the pandemic, and it was not a good experience as she was unable to get across to the proper authorities. She says she would define the relationship between the Nigerian police force and journalists as a sketchy one, and there is still a big gap, but they can do much more.
The relationship is still a bit sketchy. We can do so much more, and I mean for us and them. Because it takes the intervention of both sides, it takes the intervention of us and the willingness to want to partner more with them, and the willingness for them to also partner more with us. I don't want to say that every single member of the MPF doesn't have a respect or regard for journalists, but I think that that gap is still very much bridged and should be. There's so much more to be done. The relationship is one of disregard and disrespect, because, I mean, I have some police officer friends who would say things like, well, you journalists just lie, you say anything you like, you don't even ask questions, verify from us before you post it. So there's a bias that journalists are out to get them, and we don't get the full story before we publish anything that they've done or said. So, and then we also have the bias that you're disrespecting our people, you are not treating us well, and all of that. So that relationship is very sketchy. That's how I would define it.
In the last year, 47 incidents of attacks against journalists, media workers, and media outlets have been collated and documented. Records shows that the men and officers of the Nigerian Police Force are the major perpetrators of these attacks. Media Rights Agenda documented over 15 incidents in which they were the perpetrators. This was said by Ayode Lunge, the program director with the MRA, during a press conference to mark the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists in Lagos. When asked of her opinion on whether the police are the perpetrators of violence against journalists, Adenike says she wouldn't say they are the sole perpetrators, but they are a part of it, as there is this fear they have intentionally or unintentionally created in people's mind. And whenever she's driving up to a checkpoint, there is this fear that creeps in her mind. She also added that the way the police force are being used by the politicians makes her believe that the police are there to protect the people who are bankrolling them instead of them, the citizens.
I would not say that they are the sole perpetrators of violence, but yet they are also a part of this, and there is this fear that the common Nigerian person has. But when I am on the road, maybe I'm in the car with someone driving, and somehow we meet a police officer on the road, you know, maybe on the checkpoint or whatever, there's this fear that they're coming into your mind, because with a police officer, you do not know what can happen in whatever direction or in whatever way. One can quickly become 10, and 10 can quickly become 1,000 when it comes to police officers. Whether it's as regards their temperament, whether it's regards their manner of conduct. So, yes, I wouldn't say that they are the source of examples. As regards to also the way that some of them, not all of them, can be used by politicians, especially in this time of election and stuff. Of course, there's going to be that friction between journalists and the police, because, I mean, they're going to listen to the person who is commanding or paying them. So we might be at risk at this time, because they're not going to listen to us. They're going to listen to the person that has sent them out to do and undo in this time.
Tosin added that it is true that policemen are the perpetrators of violence, as they see journalists as people who disturb them from doing their job. She believes that policemen are intimidated by journalists, and that is why they perpetrate violence against journalists. The different forms of violence meted out on journalists by the police force are verbal abuse and physical abuse. And she wouldn't say it is gender-related, but male journalists experience more violence when discharging their duty than female journalists.
Policemen, sometimes they see we journalists as people who disturb their job. Whenever we are carrying out our lawful duties, they think we disturb them. You often see all journalists as intruders that beat the social security protocols. Maybe they think we are intimidating them. I don't know. We easily approach politicians before them. That's just it. They are easily intimidated. It can be verbally and it can be measured out through their gadgets. They might slap journalists, they might hit them with the gun, they may malhandle them. In so many forms, in discharging our duties, we see a lot of things which is supposed not to be so. It happens too, but it's rare. It doesn't happen often. You know, men now, they are always at the forefront of everything. It doesn't happen to women often, but it do happen. At least we have like 2-3 cases in Ondo State. For male, we have maybe like 4 or 5.
Damilola joining others said, it depends on the context, and although she has not been a victim of harassment by the police officers, it is not because she is a female, but it is because she is a journalist, as she thinks it's a general thing.
Harassment on female journalists, I do not think it's just a police thing. I think it's a general issue. While I'm not trying to hold a brief for police officers, I have actually not been a direct victim of harassment by police officer simply because I am female. Anytime I've had this issue or people around me have had this issue, it is mostly because they are journalists and not because of their gender. So the other issues we have as females, I think that we have those issues regardless of the field, regardless of, we could have it from drivers, we could have it from professionals, we could have it from engineers or police officers. So that I've not exactly experienced.
Abimbola Oyeyemi, on the other hand, said, police officers being a sole perpetrator of violence to journalists is dependent on the perspective of an individual, as there is no policeman that will deliberately attack a journalist during their course of duty. But it could happen under unseen circumstances, like journalists going to cover a riot and the police are trying to do their job of dispersing the public. In that instance, they start throwing tear gas. This could unintentionally attack the journalist trying to cover the event, as tear gas won't be able to differentiate between a member of the public and the journalist.
I think it depends on the perspective at which the person is looking at it. There is no policeman who will deliberately attack a journalist while performing his function. But at times, there used to be clash of interest. For example, let's say there is riot somewhere or there is a very serious incident. The journalist will be there to cover the event. The police are there to ensure that the situation is not degenerating to bring down of law and order. In the process of doing that, maybe the policemen are using tear gas, for example, to disperse crowd, and the journalists are there to cover the event. The tear gas will not be able to separate the journalists from the rioters. So everybody will be affected. Even policemen too will be affected. But it will not be too good to generalize it that policemen are the major stakeholder in the people that are attacking journalists. No. No properly trained policeman we now decided to attack a journalist while performing his legitimate duty. It's never done anywhere.
For the proper passing of information to the members of the public and to keep peace and tranquility in the society, the police needs the journalist, and during discharge of duty in an environment that is not secured, the journalists need police to protect them. Asking Tosin, Damilola and Adenike, the effects of the violence and attack perpetrated by the Nigerian police force during their course of duty, Tosin said, it will bring distrust to their union, and the implication of this is that it will make the reportorial work of the journalists slow. Damilola said, although journalists are not security personnel, they have a duty to keep peace in the society, as well as they have continued to convince members of the public that police are their friends, and if they had done otherwise, there would be chaos in the society. Adenike added that the implication this could have on the society is that journalists won't perform their duty well, thereby leaving members of the public with little to no information about what is going on in the country. This could in turn hamper on the peace and security of the society.
Both the journalists and the police, they will be at loggerheads in discharging their duties. But Patty will be saying, If the journalists don't obey me, I will leave the work. And the journalists too, they will say, if this man is not taken away, we won't obey this, we won't take this. And you know, journalists, our pen is our key. So it won't work well between the two. And it won't make the reportorial work easy, nor make us as journalists have the facts, which is germane.
If journalists and police officers are not working together, it makes the country harder to govern. Because first of all, while you are working on catching criminals and bandits and terrorists, you are working very hard too to get the people to trust you. And when you're working in an environment where people do not trust you, your job is really, really difficult. If it borders on trust, if you have seamless relationship with journalists in the papers, on TV, on radio, they encourage people that they should work with you. So that way, they don't see you at a checkpoint. The next thing that comes to their mind is, this one is a criminal who wants to collect my money. But then they see you at checkpoint, they wind down, and with smile on their faces, they greet you. Officer, good afternoon. How may I help? But when they hear on air every day, or they read in the paper that police, they are not doing well, police are doing that, they go around with that mentality. So when they meet a police officer, even when the person is not on duty, they are on the defensive. They want to fight. So even if you are asking them for information, as a police officer, you are asking them, maybe you are carrying out an investigation, they will not, even if they have that information, they will not answer you, because they see you as their enemy.
If we cannot move freely, we cannot collaborate. For example, maybe there's something to uncover, because it's one thing to sit in a studio, and journalists are very, very important and are a vital part of the media. They're the ones who go out to set the story and uncover what people do not want them to know, or people do not want society to know. So without them, because the police would play the part in trying to figure out, okay, what is going on and this and that. But they're not exactly the ones that will come to the public to directly tell us. They're the ones who bring it to the journalist, and the journalist airs it to the people. So we need to work arm in hand to make sure that people's security is sustained in the country. And if we don't have that relationship, that good relationship, then we both can't do our job effectively.
Speaking on what the Nigerian police force has done to reduce the spate of violence against journalists, Abimbola Oyeyemi said the Nigerian police force is trying their best to identify offenders of the rules of engagement in the organization. And once the person is caught, punishment will be passed on, as they do not condone such.
Rules of engagement, which we are following strictly, and anybody who deviates from that knows the implications and they know the consequences.
Asking Tosin what NAWAJ has been doing to help with this problem, Tosin said NAWAJ has been carrying out advocacies and sensitizing the police to make them understand that they need to work together to achieve peace and progress in the country, although there's still much to be done to ensure that journalists' reportorial work is effective.
NAWAJ, they are carrying out advocacy and sensitizing the police. And to make her understand, we need them, and they need us too. We need to work together to achieve our desired goals. Police and journalists, we can work to achieve progress for this country. We can work to achieve the desired peace during election or any political programs. So we do it. At times we go to their office, at times they send us press release. There is still much to be done at ensuring that the relationship between the police and journalists must be cordial, so that our work will be effective. Our reportorial work will be effective.
Speaking on the solution, Adenike said the organization needs to be out there more. They need to sensitize and advocate for a better relationship between the police force and journalists. And an example is organizing seminars. She also added that the government needs to work on its part to ensure that the lives of journalists are not trampled on, and they should respect the human rights, especially the right to freedom of expression. Speaking on the part of journalists, Adenike said another way there can be accurate information about the police force is by having a representative or correspondent that can confirm whatever story is coming directly from the police without having the police force feeling incompetent when wrong messages are sent across to the members of the public.
The government should ensure that journalists have a free and fair environment to do their job and not try to guard them or try to use, you know, the police against them. or anything like that. So at the end of the day, I believe that every journalist will follow the code of conduct. At the same time, they also need a clear environment to be able to operate without fear. It's not okay if a journalist cannot do their job, they are fearing for their life, and they are hiding from one place to another. So the government needs to ensure that journalists can actually work, put laws in place, activate laws that are already there that can help journalists do their job without fear.
Damilola Joini Adenike said the place of government in ensuring that harassment and killing of journalists is curbed is that they should see journalists and treat them as important as they treat politicians. Damilola believes that one of the reasons these policemen don't respect journalists is because they see journalists as government enemy, especially when the journalists are just trying to do their job, and that is to make the government accountable to the members of public. So, if the government can address the Nigerian police force on how to treat the journalists, it will go a long way in restoring peace to their relationship, which will in turn bring peace and security to the country.
Government should see journalists as an important part of their work. Government should treat journalists as important as they treat politicians. The reason I think most journalists suffer harassment is because sometimes they think these people are not, they are not very important, they are out to haunt government. So some of these police officers feel like they are protecting government by harassing journalists. But if government gives us body language of, okay, you are a journalist regardless of what you do, even if you say stories, even if you write stories that expose what I do, it does not exactly mean that you are an enemy of the state. If government carries themselves as such, I think police officers too would know that, okay, journalists are people who should be respected.
To have a peaceful and secured society, members of Nigerian police force and journalists need to have a good relationship. Otherwise, peace and security of the country will be jeopardized. This story is part of African Women in Media, HAWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for HAWIM.